This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, April 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Have you ever sold something on eBay or Etsy or gotten money through Venmo? If so, the IRS may expect you to pay taxes on it. But now it's gotten a lot easier for Uncle Sam to make sure that you do.
Congress was looking for revenue. And this is an area where everybody's always known that there's a lot of underreporting. Maybe $250 billion of unpaid individual income taxes a year.
Coming up, we'll check in with our tax reporter Laura Saunders about what this stepped-up effort by the IRS means for your tax record keeping and how it'll affect the business of selling goods online. That's after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
It's tax day, and there's a new rule that could affect how you prepare your taxes next year and think about them this year. When you do transactions on sites like eBay or Etsy, you're generally supposed to pay tax on them, but until recently, it's been hard for the IRS to track those kinds of sales. That's changed, and it's about to get a lot easier for them to make sure you're paying what you're supposed to. WSJ tax reporter Laura Saunders has been looking into this, and she joins me with more. Hey, Laura, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Laura, a lot of people have small side hustles that bring in a lot of money. Can you first walk us through what the IRS's rules were about this up until now?
For about a decade or so, the platforms didn't have to report the revenues of users, sellers, gig workers, and things like that, unless those revenues were more than $20,000 and more than 200 transactions. And that meant a lot of people didn't have IRS reporting. And now that's changed.
Okay, so take us through the changes the IRS is putting into effect.
Well, these changes are going to affect a lot of people that have less than $20,000 in sales. And what happens is that now the platforms will have to send 1099-K forms to the IRS reporting the revenue of sellers, resellers, and gig workers if it's more than $600. And the IRS will know what this revenue was. People don't necessarily have to report it on their taxes if they didn't owe tax, but the IRS will have a way to check up on sellers, resellers, and gig workers. It's also important to note here that this change does not affect your 2021 taxes, the ones you've been working on recently. They affect 2022 taxes. And so there will be a blizzard of tax forms that goes out next January explaining what revenues people earned during 2022.
Ah, that's a good point. This change doesn't affect people's tax returns that they've been working on this tax season. Why is the IRS making these changes?
Well, actually, it's not the IRS making this change. It's Congress. Congress was looking for revenue. And this is an area where everybody's always known that there's a lot of underreporting. Maybe $250 billion of unpaid individual income taxes a year. And
Hold on, did you just say $250 billion? That's a lot of money.
Yes, it's a lot of money. And nearly half of that comes from revenue that the IRS doesn't know about and never hears of. So Congress is telling the IRS it wants to collect more, and it's giving the IRS a way to know about income that may not be reported. Let me just tell you, it's not platforms per se, it's income for which there's no reporting to the IRS. Like when you are paid by your employer, that's reported and taxes are withheld on it. So Congress was looking for a way that the IRS would know about more revenue that's out there that people may not be reporting.
So how is this change going to affect people who do business on the online platforms?
It's going to make for big changes. If people have not been reporting income and paying taxes on it, then they may need to report this income, and that could be costly for them. It could also put pressure on platforms that hire gig workers. And, you know, it's a tight labor market, and so maybe they might have to do something more with benefits or pay.
That's a pretty big change from a $20,000 threshold to have sales reported to the IRS down to $600.
Well, it's a really big change, and it was really more than $20,000, and it left room for tax dodging. Now, let me explain how. If you were a rental owner and you did $30,000 of rentals a year, but you only had, say, 25 transactions, that was not reported to the IRS because you didn't have 200 transactions. It was a double threshold, $20,000 and 200 transactions. So this tightens up on that. Our story has an example of a rental owner who asked a CPA not to report his rental income on his tax return because it wasn't being reported to the IRS separately. And the CPA said no, and the client quit the tax preparer.
Yeah, you mentioned gig workers. What does this mean for people like self-employed or gig workers who might have a relatively low number of transactions?
Well, the number of transactions don't matter anymore. It's only the income. And so if these people have not been paying taxes on income that they should have been paying, that would be both income and payroll taxes, they'll be under much more pressure to do that. So that could flow through to their employers. That could pressure companies who hire them. They may not pay benefits or the pay may be low. And this is a tight labor market, so they might have to look more at benefits and pay.
Now, does this cover everybody, or are there transactions that would fall outside of this new rule?
It covers everybody who gets platform payments. Now, there are a lot of other people, resellers on things like eBay, that actually won't owe taxes. Because if they're selling for less than they bought for, say, designer clothes or things from grandma's attic or their attics or garages, then there may be no tax owed. But still, the IRS is going to get this form that says what their revenue was on eBay. Now, the IRS may not do anything with that, and they don't have to submit a reconciliation yet. But there is just this idea that the information is going to the IRS. It wouldn't perhaps apply to someone who is selling items on Craigslist because Craigslist doesn't transfer money. You do that separately. So I don't believe that Craigslist is subject to this kind of IRS reporting. But the problem with moving off the platform is often you have a much smaller market if you're a seller. So that might not be so good for the price of your items.
How are people who sell goods online responding to this?
Well, we talk to sellers who have stopped selling on platforms because they don't want tax hassle. They may not even owe any tax. They just don't want the hassle. And so this may push people off the platforms back into things like yard sales or Craigslist.
Okay, so if I have a yard sale, would I have to report that income?
If you have income, it could be taxable or not taxable, but there's no mechanism for reporting it because you're not going through a platform.
Oh, so maybe it's time to clear out the closets and start selling stuff out in the front lawn.
Yes, but you may not get thousands and thousands of buyers because Craigslist wouldn't have to send 1099-K forms to the IRS because it doesn't transfer money from the buyer to the seller. But the problem with moving off the platform is often you have a much smaller market if you're a seller, so that might not be so good for the price of your items.
That's a good point. So what does this mean for the online platforms? How are they responding to this?
Well, they're all adjusting, and people are finding that out who are sellers, that once you get over about $600, your account will likely be locked, and you won't receive payments until you provide them with the tax information they need to comply with the new rules. That would be a tax ID number like a Social Security number, and also a home address and things like that. And one very popular app, Venmo, has changed its system so that when you send money, they ask you to classify whether it's a friends and family payment, like a part of a restaurant bill or something, or for goods and services. That means they'll have the information they need to report to the IRS at the end of the year. Now, a bit of a carrot for the buyer is that if you report it's for goods and services, then you have purchase protection. If it's to friends and family, you don't have purchase protection.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thank you so much for taking the time to chat.
And thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.